I have to make sure everything's working here. Let's see. There we go. Yeah. Okay. I will thank you in advance. She has the hardest job. When I went to seminary, I started in 1976 and graduated in 1979.
我当我去神学院的时候，我去的时候是
76 to 79.
1976年，然后79年毕业。
So if you do the math, I've been a Christian for 50 years and I've been in ministry for 45 years full time.
我已经做一个基督徒已经有40多年40 years，
50
50 years。
years of being a Christian and 45 of being a full-time minister here.
50年的基督徒，然后45年作为全职的服侍人。
When I started the seminary, I had been a Christian 2 years.
当我在，
When I began my education to be a pastor, I'd only been a Christian for 2 years.
2年当基督徒，然后就去了神学院。OK。
So I didn't have a whole lot of experience in terms of knowing exactly what a pastor was supposed to be.
我不太知道作为一个牧师是什么意思。
And my limited church experience, left me kind of confused as I studied.
我在教会的经历很有限，所以我不太知道我在学什么。
And being in seminary gave me a very good scholarly basis for ministry.
在神学院让我有学术方面的一些长进，
I studied the biblical languages and theology.
我学到了很多圣经的语言，还有神学观点，
I learned about church history.
还有教会的历史，
I got a good academic foundation.
有一个很好的学术的根基。
But when I got to my first church, I found that things were quite different than what I had learned theoretically in seminary.
但是当我服侍第一个教会的时候，我就发现和我在神学院学到的很不一样。
And there were a lot of things that I probably didn't get quite right when I first began.
可能有很多的东西我在开始服侍的时候都没有，都不太，做的不太对。
So when I asked Gwen this week what would be a good topic to cover, he suggested that perhaps talking about what a pastor should be, what pastor kind of pastor you should look for. Would be a good topic.
所以，当这周我问文景的时候，我问要这周讲什么内容，他说可以谈一谈，我们在找教会的牧师的时候，什么样的是一位好的牧师。
And so, as I began to think and pray about this, I thought, what kind of advice would I give to my 26-year-old self when I first began ministry?
所以，当我在想到这个题目的时候，我就想到。我会给一个26岁的牧者，我自己的那样的一个
And
26岁的我什么样的建议？
so there are two pieces of advice that I decided I would give to myself and for every church that is looking for a pastor.
好，我就想到了有2个建议是我会愿意给我自己还有其他的牧师的。
And that if we take these two pieces of advice and put them together, I think there will be a real synergism between bringing in a new pastor and growing together as a congregation.
觉得如果把这两个建议能够融合在一起，我们就可以在这个寻找牧师的这个道路上，也许有更好的一个结果。
So the first of these two pieces of advice that I would give to myself is, what is the vision that the pastor has for ministry and the church?
那么第一个是关于我们看这个牧师他对于这个他的服饰，还有他都有怎样的一个眼光和意向。
And this is what I would, this is the first and most important thing I think a pastor should have is making disciples as his goal.
我觉得作为牧者，他最重要的目标之一是 如何建造门徒？
We read this morning this passage from Matthew 28, and I've preached on it a couple of times in the years I've been coming here.
我们刚才读到了马太福音的28章的大使命，我也曾经在这里讲过。
And so the best way to begin thinking about this passage to, where Jesus calls us to make disciples is to think in terms of what is the product that he wants us to produce as a church.
他像我们在这里想到耶稣让我们作为一个教会，想让我们去生产生成什么样的一个结果。
The key thing is, and most churches seem to miss this, is the fact that it's not just about getting people to come and fill the seats in the church.
好像很多时候教会都会有些误会，觉得教会要增长是一个数字。
For some reason, the church over the years has come to dissociate the idea of being a Christian with making disciples, with being a disciple.
大家会混淆什么是作为基督徒，什么是成为基督徒，什么是做使者主的门徒。
I think the reason for that is sometimes when people hear the word disciple, they think of Jesus' 12 followers.
因为当我们想到门徒这个词的时候，我们就只想到耶稣的十二个使徒。
But that's not the case.
但是不是这样的。
The 12 were indeed disciples, but all those who believe in Jesus are to be disciples.
那当然，这十二个确实是使徒，可是我们每一个跟随主的人都是主的门徒。
As a matter of fact, there's only one time I can think of in the New Testament where people who believe in Jesus are actually called Christians.
只有一处在圣经里面记载了耶，我们这些基督徒是被称作基督徒。
And that's in the book of Acts where it says, and the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch.
在安提阿教会，在使徒行传第一次有人称为这一群耶稣的跟随者称作基督徒 Christians。
What God is calling his church to do is to bring people into a genuine commitment to Christ and then to reproduce themselves.
耶稣想让我们做的是，能够，就是真实的与主连接，并且能够有更多的结出更多的果子。
So when we think about what it means to be a Christian, it's not just saying a prayer and getting an entrance into heaven. It's about becoming fully committed to Jesus and serving him and the world around us.
我们不是作为一个基督徒，好像不是那种在祷告一下，或者是有这样的一个生活，而是完全的将我们摆上，全然的奉献给神。
It's interesting that as you look at the models that the scriptures give us for pastors, there's several different ones that stand out.
我们在看到圣经里面关于牧者的一个榜样，有好几种榜样，让我们可以一起来看一看。
I mean, the whole concept of a pastor is an agricultural term that has to do with someone who takes care of sheep.
在当时的这个农耕社会，牧者有一个榜样，就是这个牧羊人的榜样。
And that's a good illustration because you want someone who's going to care for the congregation.
这是一个好的例子，因为我们需要牧羊人会照顾群羊。
Someone that will feed and someone that will care for you and that will help you become productive for Jesus.
他会关心你，会牧养你，然后你就可以有更多的小羊。
And in those days, that was a very good term, a very good illustration of what a leader for God's people would be like.
在那个时代，尤其是在那个时代，这是一个非常好的例子，让人家理解牧者。
But other metaphors come up as well. A pastor is supposed to be someone who teaches.
那么还有关于牧师的榜样，就是教师。
But too often what happens when we begin to think of a pastor as a teacher is someone who's just come to educate me. And once I've got the knowledge, then I can go on and do my own thing.
这里有一个比较限制的是，我们当到老师就觉得他就来教知识的，他听完了他讲知识就没有关系了。
Another metaphor that the scripture seems to use for those who lead is that of a father.
还有一个比喻就是，在圣经里面用到就是为父的一个形象。
But Paul uses this in 2 Timothy when he says, "Finally, my son, be strong in the grace that's in Christ Jesus."
保罗在提摩太后书里面有对提摩太的鼓励的话，有说到要刚强壮胆。
A father is much more than just a shepherd who cares for a bunch of dumb animals.
当然，因为为父的不仅仅是这样的一个照顾的形象，
And more than just a teacher who gives you information and then leaves.
也不仅仅是一个教育人知识的形象，
But someone who knows you intimately.
而是一个认识你很跟你有一个关亲密的关系的人，
Someone who can encourage you.
一个可以鼓励你的人，
Someone who can correct you.
也可以改正你。
Someone who can be an example that you will begin to follow.
他也可以作为一个榜样，让你可以跟随。
And being a father makes me also think it means raising my children so that they will have those wonderful grandchildren that I get to spend time with.
也是一个，作为一个父亲，我也可以期望着未来有孙辈可以跟他们在一起。
And so, a father is someone who not only cares for his children, but is thinking down their years to future generations as well.
不仅仅只是想到自己的孩子，还能想到未来还有更多的一辈一辈的传递下去。
And so, a father will say, "When are you going to give me some grandkids?"
所以爸爸也会说：“你们什么时候有？我什么时候有孙子呀
And my son let me know a few months ago that they have a baby coming in June.
？”哦，然后我的儿子有说，有一个好消息，就是我的儿子6月份又有一个，我有孙子了。
But the other metaphor that oftentimes gets used for a leader of God's people in the scriptures is that of a soldier.
还有一个关于圣经里这种领导者的形象，就是一个精兵的形象。
And not just a soldier, but a commander.
但不仅仅是精兵，也是一个指挥官。
A leader in the military prepares his soldiers to do battle.
在军营里面的那种领导，他是要能够指挥士兵，为战斗做准备。
Even in a time of peace, there's constant preparation for war if it should happen.
哪怕在和平时代，也是需要一直的操练，以防着战争的来到。
And a pastor, a leader of God's people, recognizes that there is spiritual war going on around us all the time.
在教会属灵的头也需要知道。我们在周围总是有很多属灵征战在发生。
And the leader of God's people needs to prepare people to fight and to help them to know how to do that.
神国子民的这样的领导也需要，让我们常常预备自己在属灵征战中得胜。
So that when things get bad, and they will get bad, we don't turn our backs and run, but rather we prepare and we go forward.
所以，当一些困难来临的时候，我们不是逃避，而是要预备自己能够迎击。
Jesus said the gates of hell would not prevail against his church.
对的，对的。
Sure.
那个地狱的门不会 prevail，
Would not be able to overcome.
不会胜过 prevail
Overcome the church.
不会胜过我们的教会
And the
地狱的门。
picture of that is that the church is assaulting the gates of hell. That we are taking the battle to Satan rather than letting him bring the battle to us.
我们也会到，就是去跟魔鬼来打这场战争。
And there's an entire denomination of church in this country, around the world, called the Salvation Army.
有一个教会的分支叫做救世军 （Salvation Army）。
Yeah, and so you know, at Christmas time you see people ringing bells and collecting money for the poor. That's the Salvation Army.
当我们在圣诞节的时候看到超市门口摇铃的人，就是救世军。
But that's only just a little bit about what the Salvation Army does.
他们那是他们做的一部分。
They are trying like we are to reach the world for Jesus.
他们也跟我们一样，想要将耶稣传到世界。
And their founder saw that it was a war, and he actually equipped his denomination to fight this battle.
所以，当他们的领导者看就有对于属灵战争有这个意向的时候，他就很愿意让装备他的会众去打这个属灵的征战。
And so, in essence, if you're a pastor in the Salvation Army, you are an officer.
那在救世军这个里面的时候，就是一个就像一个是军官一样。
Another aspect of what you should look for when you're looking for a pastor and his vision is, will he equip the saints to serve?
还有一个我们在寻找牧师的时候要看的一个方面，就是他怎么样在圣徒上的服饰上来装备我们。
We read this passage this morning in Ephesians 4:12 that says the pastor is to equip the saints for the work of service.
我们今天早上读到的以弗所书4:12说到，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
The idea of equipping includes teaching.
这个训练也包括了教导。
But it goes further and with has the idea of not just telling people what to do, but showing people how to do it.
不光是告诉我们要做些什么，而且也要让我们知道怎么样去。
And the reason for this is that it's not supposed to be the pastor who does everything.
还有一个特别重要一点就是，不是牧师一个人的事情，他不是要做全部的事情。
The pastor is a person who should delegate authority to everybody else in the congregation.
牧师是一个分派了许多的事情下去，让我们众人一起做。
If you're a Christian, God has given you His Holy Spirit and a spiritual gift to use to make this congregation grow.
如果你也是一个基督徒，圣灵已经将各样属灵的，属灵的这样的，恩赐都赐给我们每一个人，为要建立基督的身体，各尽其职。
And the pastor who does this will get to know you in such a way that he discovers that gift and figures out how you fit in to make the church grow and thrive.
一个好的牧师也会愿意去了解他的会众有什么样的一些属灵的特质，如何来彼此搭配，建造基督的身体。
And that way, everybody begins to participate.
每个人都参与到其中。
Statistically, 20% of the people do 80% of the work in a church.
在那个数据上显示，大部分都是20%的人做80%的事情。
And it should not be that way.
那不应该是这样。
There should be 100% of the people doing all of the work in the church.
应该是100%的，大家都参与进来。
So no matter how young you are or how old you are, the pastor should be helping you figure out how you fit in and begin to build up this vision of Jesus for the community.
无论你的年纪是轻还是长，都跟牧师一起都能够来找到自己在教会的服事的岗位。
I have known churches that when they didn't have a pastor, the church was doing quite well.
就是有的教会没有牧师，教会也可以继续的存在。
And as soon as they got a pastor, then everybody says, well, the pastor's here, he can do it now.
然后当有牧师来的时候，就说，牧师来了，那现在就交给他吧。
I still remember when I went to my first church, a woman came up to me after the first service.
我还记得我服侍的第一间教会的时候，当主日结束，有一位姐妹上来跟我说话。
And she said to me, I've been leading this Sunday school, but now that you're here, you can have the job back.
我一直在教主日学，你来了就给你吧。
And I said, no, that's quite all right, Iris. You're doing a great job. You keep that, and I will help you.
我就说我是来这来帮助你的，你应该也继续来教。
Interestingly, I visited our old church this last summer, and she's 102 years old and still serving the Lord.
我去年夏天还去探访了这间教会和这个姐妹，她已经102岁了。
Now she can't do what she used to do.
她还在服侍。
But she was committed to being a disciple for Jesus, and all of us should be like that.
他奉献一生做主的门徒，而我们每个人都应当这样。
For those of you who like sports, a pastor should be more like a coach than a player.
还有一个角度是，当我们想到体育竞技运动时候，我们牧师要像一个教练一样。
I've been a coach.
我做过教练。
I coached high school basketball for several years.
哦，我是高中篮球队的教练。
And I did it partially because my son was playing, and partially because I just love basketball.
一部分原因是我的儿子，一部分原因是我就热爱。
Which means right now, I'm really happy to see all these basketball games going on.
现在正在是那个篮球的比赛季节，很开心。
But as much as I wanted to get out on the basketball court and play during the games, I stayed on the sidelines to make sure that the players were playing the way that they should.
当作为一个教练，我虽然也很想在场上，展现自己，但是我的任务是，能够就让我的每一个球员都在他们的位置上各尽其职。
One other aspect of the vision that a pastor should have, and that's the idea of reaching the whole world.
还有一个方面是，能够如何到世界中去。
If you go back to Matthew 28 again, you find that we're to make disciples of all the nations.
如果我们回到耶稣的大使命，我们将看到耶稣，我们是要在普天之下都能够使万民做他的门徒。
Sometimes when a pastor goes to a church, he's happy just to keep it the way it is.
牧师有的时候会觉得，就是也会这样觉得这样就很好了。
But a pastor should have a growth mindset.
但是，牧师应该有一个增长的一个心态。
It's true that when a pastor comes to a church, he wants each member of the congregation to grow deep in their relationship with Jesus.
那么从一个会众的角度来说，他需要让觉得会众应该有更深的与主的连接。
And the benefit of that is as people know Jesus better, they will be more impatient to go out and share that knowledge with others.
因为当会众更多的有更深的灵命成长的时候，他们自然而然就会愿意向世界中去。
And so as the congregation grows deep, it also begins to grow wide because people will be attracted to what they see in the church and what they hear from brothers and sisters.
因为当我们这样有这样更深的关系的时候，我们就会吸引更多的人到我们中间。
So the pastor should not only reach the congregation and the community, but he should also have this worldview and the idea of reaching the entire world in mind as well.
所以不光是有这样的在会众当中的成长，也是有这种到世界中去。
And particularly in a church like this, where so many of you are from other countries, the impact that happens here will naturally through you and your family and your connections spread to the rest of the globe.
尤其是像我们这样的一间华人教会，我们都有来自不同的文化背景。当我们产生影响力的时候，也会对我们带回到世界各地去。
This is the kind of vision you want your pastor to have that sees not just this little part of the world, but the entire globe being reached for Christ.
对，一个好的牧师，他也会常常看到我们对世界的影响力，一个教会。
So you need to ask a question of when you're thinking about hiring a pastor, find someone, find out what his vision is.
所以，当我们在寻找牧舍的时候，我们也要了解到他的意向是什么。
But the other thing that you need to think about is what's his character? What's the person that you want to lead you? What is his character like?
还有一，然后我们再看到下一个，我们要考虑的问题就是，那么这个牧者他的品格特质是怎样的？
There are all different kinds of personalities of people who go into ministry.
我们在这个和服事课上，你们看到各式各样性格的人。
Some may be very outgoing and really ready to get out there and tell people what to do and get excited.
有些人就特别的外向，特别会说话，总是能够很多的那种能量。
And there may be others who are very introverted and quiet and not necessarily quite as dynamic in their public presentation.
有些人可能比较内向，然后可能就是有这种样的一个性格。
But part of the problem is, regardless of personality, sometimes pride can creep in.
那么但还有一点就是，不论是怎样的性格，都有时候会有骄傲的倾向。
People in leadership sometimes can think, I'm better than everyone else.
尤其是对于在领导的位置上的时候，他们会容易觉得自己比别人都要强。
I know what to do. You really don't.
我是这个知道的人，你不知道。
And that's not something that you want.
那个不是好的品格。
The characteristic of humility is something which is emphasized throughout the scriptures for leaders and everyone else as well.
这个谦卑的品格是在圣经里面非常抬高的一个这种品格，不论是对于领导者，或者是只是基督徒本身。
James 4:10 says that we are to humble ourselves before the Lord, and as we do, He will lift us up.
在雅各书四章十节说到，务要在主面前自卑，主就必叫你们升高。
Humility is not to be confused with confidence, because a person who is truly humble will be confident in what he's doing.
谦卑不代表自卑，那一个很谦卑的人，他也会对于他自己做的事情是很有自信的。
Some people think that if they're humble, then they have to put themselves down, that they think less of themselves.
有些人对谦卑有误会，觉得谦卑就是看自己很差劲。
But in reality, humility is not thinking of less of yourself, just not thinking of yourselves at all.
谦卑事实上不是低看自己，而是少看自己，不看自己。
Philippians 2:3-5 says, "Do nothing from selfishness or vain conceit, but humbly regard one another as more important than yourself. Don't look out just for your own interests, but also the interests of others. Have this attitude in you, which was also in Christ Jesus."
在腓立比书二章三到五节里头说到，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
Person who is truly humble, I put the word on the PowerPoint, is self-effacing.
对，还有一个，他们这样一个谦卑的人，有一个特质就是很谦逊 ，self-effacing.
Means that he gives credit to people to whom credit is due.
这个意思是说，他会把这个荣耀或者是这样的一个荣耀归给该归给的人。
John the Baptist's disciples came to him after Jesus was ministering and said, "Hey, this guy is making more disciples than you are."
约翰的使徒来跑来跟约翰说，哎，耶稣这个人比你的使徒要比你的门徒要多很多。
John's response to him was the response that every pastor should have and every Christian should have.
然后施洗约翰对于这件事情的回应是我们每个人都应该有的。
In John 3:30, John the Baptist says, "He must increase and I must decrease."
约翰福音三章三十节就记载了是约翰的一个反应，他说，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
A person who is humble will serve others.
一个谦卑的人还有一个特点就是他愿意服侍人。
Christian leader should never ask someone to do something that he himself would not do.
他绝对不会让别人去做他自己不愿意做的事情。
And again, if a pastor is actually training people, he will not just ask someone to do something, he will show them how to do it if it's necessary.
他不仅仅是会叫别人去做事情，他也会以身作则来告诉别人应该怎么做。
In John 13, no one wanted to wash everyone's feet when they went to the Last Supper.
约翰福音十三章，也当时约翰约就耶稣给众人洗脚，应该洗脚这个事情不是很多人愿意做的事情。
Now I have to confess, I would not want to wash feet back in those days either.
在尤其是在那个时代，我可能也不愿意做这个事情。
They wore open sandals, and who knows what all kinds of stuff they might have stepped in.
上面又穿的是那种鞋，那是露脚趾的鞋，很脏。
And usually in a wealthy household, the lowest of the slaves was the one that was required to wash the feet of the people.
在这样的一个家庭，一般都是仆人最卑贱的人才做这样的事情。
But Jesus took off his robe, tied a towel around him, and he went around and he washed all their feet.
但是耶稣当时就把他的袍子脱下来，然后系在腰上，然后蹲下来给每一个人洗脚。
And he said, I have given to you an example that you need to follow.
然后他也说了一句话，说到我是。我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我给你们所做的去做。
And we need to follow that example.
我们也应当跟随这个榜样，
And leaders especially need to follow that example.
尤其是教会的领导者。
And the last thing in terms of humility I thought of was the fact that people who lead need to learn to listen before talking.
还有一个很谦卑的一个。特质就是要学会倾听，在说话以前。
Proverbs talks about this a lot.
箴言里面常常提到。
And I don't remember exactly which of these verses is which. I always seem to I get them mixed up. But the idea behind it is the fact that we need to we God gave us two ears and one mouth, and we should use them in that proportion.
对，是常常提醒自己，神给我们2只耳朵，1只嘴，所以我们。在使用他们的品，那个使用他们方面，也应当是这样的一个比例。
So this is the idea of what a humble person looks like. This is a picture that you should look for when you're seeking a pastor, someone who is willing to emulate Christ in this way.
那么我刚刚给大家讲的就是一个给大家涂写了一个谦卑的领导者的一个形象。
Another aspect of character is he prayerful?
还有一方面的特品格是，他是否是一个爱祷告的人？
This is an area I struggled with probably more than anything else in all my years of ministry.
这可能是我个人比较挣扎的一个部分。
Because it's easy to get busy doing the work of ministry and forget that the power that we have and what we do as servants of God comes through prayer.
因为我常常。忙于服侍的本身，而忘记掉了我才服侍的力量，还有原因都是来自于主的。
Jesus says that apart from him, we can do nothing.
耶稣说：“离开了我，你们是做不了什么。
And we connect most deeply with Jesus through prayer.
”然而，我们与在只有在祷告中与神有深切的相交。
So you should ask when a person is candidating to be a pastor, do you pray?
所以我们在面试的时候也可以问到说：“哎，你的祷告生活怎样
A lot.
？”也是很多吗？
First Thessalonians says that we should pray without ceasing.
在帖塞罗尼加前书5章17节说到：“你不住的祷告。
Philippians 4:6 says that we should pray about everything.
”在腓立比书4章6节说到：“我们要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。”
Jesus says that we should pray at all times and not lose heart.
这里头还说，圣经里还说到，我们要常常祷告，不可灰心。
And something that the scripture doesn't explicitly say, but I think that we should pray with people, not just for people.
圣经没有特别的讲到，然而我还从能够看，我还看到，我们不光是为了大家众人祷告，我们也要和众人一起祷告。
You know, many times people have come up to me after a service and said, "Would you pray for me about this?"
有很多时候结束了讲道，有人会来让我为他们祷告，
And I would say, sure.
会很愿意。
And then I'd walk away and I'd probably forget.
但有时候走了我就忘了。
But if I pray with the person on the spot, then I know the prayer has been made and I'm more likely to remember, and they will as well.
然而，如果我在当下就和他们一起祷告，我就。知道我已经交托，然后我也会记住这件事。
Third aspect of the prayer of the character of a pastor should be that he is strongly biblical.
第三个特质是这个人是一个合乎圣经的
And
人。
these days, so many young pastors are not quite as solid on the scriptures as they should be.
现在的很多年轻一些的牧者对于圣经都不是那么的坚固。
Some young men are allowing experience to dictate how they interpret the scriptures rather than allowing the scriptures to dictate their experience.
我们尤其是现代年轻的牧师，常常让我们的经历去来限制我们对圣经的理解，而不是让圣经去看待我们的经历。
And it's not just young men, it's sometimes older people as well.
它不仅仅是年轻的。
Romans 12:2 says, We are not to be conformed to the world.
罗马书12章第2节说到，不要效法这个世界。
The only way that we're not going to be conformed to the world is if the Word of God is our primary way in which we view the entirety of life.
我们不被这个世界所框住的唯一的方法，就是让我们让圣经作为我们的根基。
And we should make sure that feelings don't dictate where we're at either.
我们也要，要不靠着感觉。
You want a shepherd who is compassionate, but keeping in mind the fact that our emotions are easily manipulated.
我们当然也是希望是一个有很多爱心的牧师，但是我们要小心，不是靠着感觉来服侍。
So, and then the pastor, this is the last of the characteristics that you should look for. Is he peaceful?
他最后的一个特质是，他是否是一个和平的人？
And when I say peaceful, I don't mean someone who just, is very mild all the time.
当然，这个地方不是说他是一个很温吞的人。
The biblical idea of peace is that of wholeness.
在圣经的和平的这个图像是一个很完整，它是一个。
So it's not a matter of just not having a warlike spirit. It's someone who brings together all the different virtues of his life together in a whole that comes out as Christ-likeness.
能够将自己各方面，还有人都能，还有他自己的各方面整合在一起，然后能够活出基督的样子。
So one of the ways I think about this is this person going to be a team player?
有一个方面我会想到的是，他是否是一个有团队精神的人。
In other words, is he going to receive input from people and then actually modify maybe what he's doing because of that?
他是否能够综合大家的意见，然后能够让大家都聚在一起，能够做出事情。
Does he get along with others?
他是否可以和其他人相处得来呢？
And one only way you can check that out is to make sure you check his references well.
你要看他的这个介绍人，
How important is his family?
他的家庭生活如何？
And how important is your family to him?
我们的家庭生活对他来说意味着什么？
A good shepherd doesn't drive his sheep like cattle. He cares for them and makes sure that the young are nurtured properly and that everyone is taken care of.
牧者不是对于他的群羊，不是像对待牲口一样，是。
And finally, then, is depth of relationship with God more important to him than numbers of people sitting in the congregation?
还有就是，我们与我们的灵命的深度是否比教会增长的数字更重要？
Again, going back to what we talked about back at Envision, if people are going deep with Jesus, numbers will come at the right time.
就像我们之前看到聊到的意象，他的意象，当他把灵命的深度成长当做目标的时候，这个数字也会随之而来。
But if you make numbers the goal, you will begin to lose depth in order to accommodate people just to make sure they're coming.
但如果我们把增长当成目标，我们就会失去这样的灵命的深度。
So, just a few application points. First, the questions that I've asked of a pastor and the advice that I would give to you and to myself when I was 26 are not just for the pastor, but they're for you as well.
当然，我刚才聊到的这些，不光仅仅是对于一个找牧者来而言，而是对我们每一个信徒而言。
What's your vision?
我们的个人成长的意向是什么？
Why do you come to church on Sundays?
你为什么主日要来教会呢？
What do you do with what you've heard on church on Sundays after you walk out the door?
你听完了以后，你离开教堂，你会做什么呢？
Are you seeking to be a disciple and not just a Christian?
你是在愿意做主的门徒吗？还是就是做一个基督徒的这样一个名号？
Do you know what the mission of this church is?
你知道教会的使命是什么吗？
Do you know what your personal mission field outside the church is?
你知道你生活的这个周围有哪些是你的合场？你怎么样与他们接触吗？
Because every time you step outside the door of this building, you enter a mission field that God has prepared for you that is unique to your situation.
因为我们每个人离开教堂走回自己的生活圈的时候，我们就面对了一个独特的合场。
And if you begin to think of yourself as a missionary, it will totally reorient the way you do work and relationships with neighbors and family members as well.
当你把自己看成一个宣教士的时候，你对待生活、工作的同事，还有家人，一切的眼光都会不一样。
If you are not, are you willing to serve? If you're not currently serving, are you willing to serve?
如果你，对你，你愿意这样来服侍吗？
It's a question that we all need to ask ourselves. And if you are serving, are you doing more than you can handle?
那如果你已经在这么做了，你做了一些什么呢？
I still think of that statistic that 20% of the people doing 80% of the work means that there's a lot of burden on a few people.
那么，因为刚才有说到，有的时候20%的人做了80%的事情，所以对于很多人来说，可能他们就担子非常的重。
If you get to the point where you actually bring in someone as a candidate for a pastor, are you willing to take time to actually get to know this person?
那当我们届时有新的牧师来我们这边应聘的时候，我们愿意花时间去了解他吗？
And finally, are you praying?
还有就是我们有在祷告这件事吗？
So there's my computer just died on me, so I'm going to have to just go with this. There is no such thing as a perfect pastor.
我们这个世界上没有所谓完美的牧师。
The characteristics that I have placed before you today are things that I wish people had taught me earlier so I could begin to grow in those as a pastor myself.
我刚才分享的这些，是我希望我能够更年轻的时候，我自己也能知道的，所以我也愿意朝着这些方面能够成长。
So if you're looking for a perfect pastor, you'll be very disappointed. There is no such thing.
但你如果没有所谓完美的牧师，你会感到失望的。
But if you're looking for someone who is willing to grow with you and to work with you and to help you and you help him, then God will do great things.
你如果寻找一个愿意彼此一起一同成长、彼此帮助的牧师，那么是神所喜悦的。
I went to seminary mainly and learned to preserve a local institution.
我去到神学院，装备到的是在一个学院里的一种装备。
I didn't learn to really equip a visible manifestation of Christ for a community.
而不是，但没有在神学院里，不是没有学到在个人的宣教合场里如何带领一个这种有生命的动态的一个教会的成长。
And that's what Jesus calls us to be. We as a corporate group are to show Christ to people who don't know him.
我们作为基督的身体，我们要让世人看见，这个我们。要是能看见耶稣，
So basically what it boils down to, it's about vision and it's about character.
所以在最后总结来看，就是关于意向和品格。
It's about his vision and about his character and your vision and your character.
关于 他的意向，我们的意向，他的品格，我们的品格。
And if you can answer these questions, then I think God will find you both a great pastor and you will become an even greater church.
当我们可以在神面前思考这些问题的时候，神就会为我们预备好路。
Amen.
谢谢。